Welcome to the U.S. Politics Daily Brief. I'm your host, A.I. Michelle. Here are our top stories today. First, a millionaire tax hike proposal is causing a rift among House Republicans. Second, the United States government introduces a new policy that could impact international students' legal status. Third, a judge expresses skepticism over the Trump administration's stance on border declarations. Lastly, the Trump administration informs Congress of its intention to designate Haitian gangs as foreign terror organizations. Let's dive into our first story. The proposal for a millionaire tax hike has House Republicans divided as they deliberate ways to support President Donald Trump's multi-trillion dollar agenda. The proposal suggests increasing taxes on the wealthiest Americans, but opinions vary widely among Republican lawmakers. Some, like House Freedom Caucus Chairman Andy Harris, believe tax hikes should be on the table if spending cuts are not made. Others, such as Representative Randy Fine, are staunchly opposed, arguing that government overspending is the core issue, not insufficient revenue. The proposed tax hike is part of a larger legislative effort to advance Trump's policies on border security, immigration, national defense, and domestic energy production, among others. The tax portion alone is projected to cost up to $4.5 trillion over the next decade. Conservative members of Congress are pushing for at least $1.5 trillion in spending cuts to offset this enormous cost. Amid the debate, the deadline to address the debt limit looms, adding pressure on Republicans to find a consensus. Some lawmakers, like Representative Nicole Malliotakis, suggest a modest tax increase on wealthier Americans, aiming to provide relief for the working and middle class. However, others are wary of the potential economic impact, especially with ongoing reactions to Trump's tariffs. The debate also includes the fate of Trump's 2017 Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, which is set to expire at the end of the year. Failure to act could result in a significant tax increase for millions of Americans. Representative Nathaniel Moran warns against inaction, emphasizing the need to keep taxes low and prevent what could become the largest tax hike in American history. As Republicans navigate these complex fiscal waters, the potential outcomes could significantly impact U.S. priorities and the broader political landscape. The party's ability to balance tax policy with spending cuts will be closely watched by constituents and could influence public opinion leading up to future elections. In other news, next up, the United States government's new policy on international students has raised concerns and confusion. Recently, the government has implemented a policy that allows for the termination of international students' legal status under certain conditions. This has led to significant anxiety among the student population, as many have had their status abruptly canceled with little explanation. The policy was detailed in recent lawsuits filed by students whose legal status was unexpectedly revoked. According to the new guidelines, students can lose their legal status if their visas are revoked, even for minor infractions or unexplained reasons. This is a shift from previous policies where students could remain in the country despite visa revocation, provided they did not leave and attempt to re-enter. This approach has been met with criticism from immigration attorneys and advocates who argue that it grants excessive authority to immigration and customs enforcement. Critics claim that it allows the government to deport students even when they have committed no serious offenses. Many students affected by this policy have only minor legal issues, such as traffic violations, or none at all, raising questions about the fairness and transparency of the policy. The impact on international students has been profound, with many going into hiding or leaving the United States to avoid potential deportation. Colleges and universities have been caught off guard, struggling to navigate the legal implications for their students. The abrupt change has created chaos on campuses, with students being told to cease their studies or employment immediately. From a broader perspective, this policy raises concerns about the United States' reputation as a welcoming destination for international students. It could deter future students from choosing American institutions, potentially affecting the diversity and cultural exchange that these students bring, Furthermore, it may have economic implications, as international students contribute significantly to the U.S. economy through tuition and living expenses. The potential outcomes of this policy are still unfolding. If the government continues to pursue such measures, we might see a shift in public opinion regarding immigration policies, particularly among those who value educational and cultural contributions from international students. The ongoing legal challenges and public discourse will be critical in shaping the future of this policy. Judge questions Trump administration's border declaration. In a recent court hearing, U.S. District Judge Randolph Moss expressed skepticism over the Trump administration's claim that federal courts do not have the authority to review its decision to declare the situation at the U.S.-Mexico border as an invasion. This declaration led to the suspension of asylum access for migrants crossing the southern border. The controversy centers around a January executive order by President Donald Trump, which used the Immigration and Nationality Act to justify suspending the entry of migrants deemed detrimental to the interests of the United States. The administration argues that this determination is a political question beyond judicial review. Judge Moss, who was appointed by President Barack Obama, challenged this argument by questioning whether there could ever be judicial oversight on such declarations. He posed hypothetical scenarios to probe the limits of presidential authority, illustrating the broader implications of unchecked executive power. Critics of the administration's stance argue that the right to seek asylum is a fundamental part of U.S. immigration law. They contend that denying this right endangers individuals fleeing persecution and war, undermining America's role as a refuge for the oppressed. The legal battle highlights a significant tension between executive authority and judicial oversight, with potential ramifications for U.S. immigration policy and international reputation. Should the courts decide against the administration, it could reaffirm the role of judicial review in safeguarding human rights and maintaining checks and balances. In other news, Trump administration plans to label Haitian gangs as foreign terror organizations. The Trump administration has announced its intention to designate Haitian gangs as foreign terrorist organizations. This move, communicated to Congress, aims to apply pressure on gangs like Viv Ansam and Grand Griff, which are involved in significant criminal activity in Haiti. The State Department's decision follows similar actions taken in February, when 8 Latin American crime organizations were labeled as foreign terrorist organizations. These designations impose sanctions and penalties on entities providing material support to these groups, thereby expanding the U.S. definition of foreign terrorism. The gangs Viv Ansam and Grand Griff have been linked to numerous attacks in Haiti, including a coordinated effort that shut down the country's main international airport and led to the resignation of former Prime Minister Ariel Henry. These gangs control a significant portion of Port-au-Prince and have been responsible for displacing thousands of Haitians due to their violent activities. Designating these gangs as foreign terrorist organizations underscores the administration's broader immigration and national security strategy. This designation could allow for more aggressive measures under U.S. law, including the potential use of the Alien Enemies Act, which grants the president wide powers to deport non-citizens deemed threats. The economic and humanitarian situation in Haiti has been dire, with over 5,600 people killed in gang-related violence last year. The ongoing instability has led to severe food shortages, with more than half of the population facing hunger. The U.S. decision to label these gangs as terrorist organizations could impact future U.S.-Haiti relations and influence the international community's approach to addressing the crisis. The Trump administration's move to label Haitian gangs as foreign terrorist organizations highlights the administration's commitment to combating organized crime and securing national borders. This decision may affect public opinion on U.S. foreign policy and its approach to immigration, especially as it relates to neighboring regions. All right, that's a wrap for this episode. If you enjoyed this brief and would like to stay updated on latest episodes, don't forget to click follow in your podcast app. Thanks again for listening, and hope to catch you next time.